You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for MTV's Challenge. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest challenge gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for MTV's Challenge.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity for MTV's The Challenge Battle of the X's, Season 21, Episode 2, What's Love Got to Do
Wait,
With It?
Wait, this is Season 22 of The Challenge?
Yeah.
That's yeah, crazy. Girl.
I've never heard
this
of
this. This is older
show.
Than you.
What? It actually
no,
is.
Yeah, they do multiple a year. No, they do multiple.
Y'all are babies.
Babies.
Bye, boy.
This show is.
Don't start.
This show is keeping it going. I mean, like, ripping it. This is probably the best challenge so far ever.
I think so.
I like it. I think in recent years, it's the best challenge. I miss the days of, like, Veronica and Katie, like, screaming at each other, well, like, those days.
I do miss Real World Road Rules Challenge. I do miss those challenges. But let's go around the room and introduce everybody. To my left, we have Emily Harbert.
Hi.
Across from Emily, we have Roxy Stryer.
Oh, honey, the buses don't go where you live, do they?
Oh, I don't know if that was a I don't know how to take that.
Yeah. I told you, Phil's always ripping on me, and sometimes I don't even know what I did.
I just want to like pat your head and be like, "Oh, honey, the buses don't go where you
go." Honey.
Next in it, Roxy, we have Nicolette Gauna.
Team Nicolette, yeah.
Yes, and remember, you can vote for our teams on Twitter. Just shout us out. We're playing a little real world
fantasy.
Battle of the X's fantasy.
Oh, yeah. When do we talk about that?
We're going to talk that after the commercial break. Oh. And hopefully we'll be joined by the steamer.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love the steamer. He's my favorite.
Shout out to our homeboy Leroy right now. Yeah. We miss you. We need you in studio. This was... Leroy did us
we
proud
are
this
so
episode.
Proud of you. You are killing
did
it,
us
Leroy.
So proud. I was yelling at the screen.
My heart was pounding.
Excuse me, bullshit dollar.
Where's the bullshit dollar?
Where's the bullshit dollar?
Well, I have a bullshit post-it.
I have a real phone, a bullshit phone.
Oh, there you go.
It's literally bullshit.
Literally, we were screaming today, like, as if we were watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really
I don't think I've even screamed at the Super Bowl like we were screaming.
This was the Super Bowl.
This year, I'll be screaming at the Super Bowl.
I'm on the couch like, yeah!
I was a little worried for Nicolette.
Well, because the crazy part is, if the coin had flipped the other way, we would have been screwed.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, pretty much.
We were lucky.
Yeah.
So big shout out to Leroy. Not a big shout out to you, Frank, because you don't need an invitation to be here.
Yeah, you should be here.
I know. He texted me before the show. I tweeted at him saying I was excited to see him. He was like, am I coming in tonight? I'm like, you're coming in every week. He's like, oh, next weekend I'm going to bring all my real world friends. I'm like... We're your friends.
Do it.
I know.
So we'll have Frank in studio. I know we're going to have Nehemiah in studio next week, too. And then I guess a couple other surprises, some real worlders.
Yeah.
Let's break this down, talk about romances, because this is why I think I'm loving this season. Obviously, the challenges are always about the competition, and everyone gets really focused before... You know, Leroy went on the challenge. He was doing AfterBuzz with us, and he was always talking about him going to the gym. I got to get ready.
His 90 days of sobriety.
Yes. Yeah. Very proud. We saw that tonight at the nightclub. He wasn't drinking.
And that he tweeted today saying 90 days still going strong or whatever it was. So, yeah.
That's impressive.
Another congrats to Leroy.
And he said, like, there was not, like, 1 minute in Vegas on his season where he was sober.
I know. And I feel really bad because I'm a really bad influence, and we were at the holiday party, and I kept being like, I was hammered. I was like, Leroy, take a shot with me. He's like, I'm not drinking, Roxy.
But it's good. It's good to have that.
Yeah, and he
Because look how it did for the challenge. It did him really well. Obviously, he was competing like top notch.
Totally.
But we talked about romances at the beginning. They started with Wes and Mandy, and Wes confessing his love for Mandy and Wendy.
That I didn't even like prepare that. That was weird. But he's like, he gets addicted to these girls. Like, he has such a history with between Johanna and Kellyanne Mandy. It's like,
no, Mandy's just a weird addiction. Like, the other two are actually relationships. Like, Mandy, like, I don't even know
why. Well, I wanted, because Nicolette, you talked about how effed up it was that Wes was saying this about Mandy when him and Johanna were actually in a relationship.
Yeah,
so what were your feelings with that?
I mean, I really don't have feelings about it. But, I mean, I was just thinking in my head, because,
Like, if you were her watching this and seeing Wes confess his love for her, like, you would feel offended?
Well,
or?
No, I wouldn't feel offended, because obviously Johanna and Wes, they're done. It's been done.
Right.
Obviously, there's a new girl involved. I'm just saying, you know, it's just messed up, the whole situation, what happened to Wes. So I do feel bad for him at times, because he probably is just messed up from the past. Like, Johanna leaving him and hooking up with Kenny when they're supposed to get married. Like, that's just really messed up. So I feel like he's just kind of messed up in general, just about love in general.
Yeah. Okay, so take what I say with a grain of salt, because you guys all know, as I'm saying, I'm new to this. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know Wes's history, whatever. So all I know of him are these two episodes. Apparently that's all I know.
That's good. What are your thoughts on Wes?
I love Wes. I don't know what's going on, but today I was like, you know what? I'm going to go and see what our fans are thinking. I went through every YouTube video. I went through our iTunes. And somebody out there was agreeing with me, and they were like, somebody's got to stick up for our boy Wes. And I'm like, I'm down. Like, I like Wes a lot. I'm pissed that he's gone. I actually think he's kind of cute. Like, maybe the ginger inside me is having feelings for him. I don't really know. Don't laugh at me, Steamer. So, I honestly think that he was a cool guy, and I think Mandy is a horse. Like, there's something about her that pissed me off. Just because Wes is a hopeless romantic, he is a strong competitor, and if he had been paired up with almost anybody else in the house, he might have been able to win.
No, he still would have gone.
I don't know, but all I'm saying is I think that he really... He gets a bad rap, and I don't see why, and maybe there are reasons that I don't know because I don't watch, but I really like him, and I don't like that he likes Mandy because Mandy seems like a piece of crap to me.
This is why you can never go on the challenge, because Wes would use you like he uses everybody else as a part of his chest. This is what he does. I don't believe he actually – I mean, I believe he's friends with Mandy, but I think he – cakes it up a little bit.
Yeah, I
don't
think he is.
People will like the fact that I care about her and want to be in a relationship, and it makes me look like the pop. He's always thinking of how I can look on TV.
Yeah, I get that. I'm not saying I would be his friend on the show, but looking at him, I like his character on the show.
Okay.
And I want him to stay, which is not happening.
I mean, he's on my team for a reason. Wes is very entertaining.
If we went back and we were repicking teams, I would have for sure picked
Wes.
Yeah, I like him.
I don't know. I always had like a weird. I was, and I said this last week, I wasn't on Team Wes when it was him versus Kenny, because Wes was actually like smart about it.
Right.
And Kenny was just like acting like an idiot. But
I have a love and hate relationship.
I felt bad for Wes.
But now I'm just like, I just can't do it with Wes. Yeah. I just can't.
Well, I will say I did feel bad for Wes.
With the Vinny thing.
Not even with the Vinny thing. Well, we'll get into that later. But at the beginning with Johnny. And Steamer, I want to know what you think about this. Johnny's going hard after Wes. And they've been friends for how long? And last season on the challenge, it was Johnny and Wes.
They're friends?
Yeah. And they
not really.
Well, no, not in real
life. Steamer disagrees.
But on the challenges, they know they have to form an alliance together.
Yeah.
And so this is the first one where
they were like, no,
the alliances can be a little different, and Johnny's going really hard, and he got Wes kicked off. What are your thoughts on that, Steamer?
The only reason I think they were even together last time was just based on Johnny's loyalty to Kenny, and that's who Wes had partnered with. Like, going back to the ones they've been on the past.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, I think it's only been one other before the Rivals, and they didn't really get along there, because just based on the fact that Johnny's always with Kenny and Evan, and they don't get along with Wes. So there's always that conflict, and I think he made the right move last week throwing Wes in, because that was the correct move. Why piss off like a rookie team when you know Wes is going to go after you anyway? So fuck him, throw him in, and continue with this episode.
So, you know, speaking of throwing down, throwing in, Jasmine and Tyree.
Yeah.
I hate she's Jasmine. She's so ugly, too. It's so annoying.
I thought I could be ratchet sometimes. No. This girl wins hands down. I will never go to a club with her ever.
She won't shut up. She's like a little thing that's like.
Yeah, like, she's like.
Get away,
yeah,
you fly.
She looks like a rat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's like that horrible in her confessional, that horrible eyeshadow she's been wearing. And
but
like,
she does with her hair. Right. Somebody says something good about her. Give me a redeeming quality.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold up. Yeah, we're not going to rip apart what the people look like. They're on an island. End of story with that.
They're in the Dominican Republic.
In the Dominican Republic.
That pink shirt.
An island.
Yeah, they're not like.
But right. Come on, we're not going to pick on what people look like here.
Okay.
We're going to. Now, we can judge her based on her attitude because out of nowhere. Bitch, Tyree don't want you. He wanted to hook up with you.
Yeah.
He wanted to hook up with you because you were being loosey-goosey last season and whatever.
You hooked up with him.
And his feet smell like Dorito chips.
She totally pursued him last season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and she's and just she, saying that because she just wants
She feels
attention.
Bad about herself.
But and this she's is what, like, I don't want him. I don't want him.
So this is where I want you guys, I'll say, let's do judgment upon this.
Do you guys like my little, like, reaction to
We love it.
I'm keeping it to myself from now on.
Please don't.
I'm just getting weird looks.
Oh, look, she's pulling Jasmine right now. Steamer, what were your thoughts on this little...
Where's my frame?
This little...
on the ground of pictures of all of us.
Throw the AfterBuzz mug. Steamer, what were your thoughts on Jasmine's little outburst today?
I liked her little move of making sure people held her back as she's, like, trying to act all crazy.
Oh.
Like,
right,
yeah. You want to be held back. It's like, just stop. Last time she was on there... does it again. She's just doing it for attention. She's worthless.
And literally, you punched Tyree, the bigot, after Vinny, the biggest guy in the house.
Yeah.
Tyree will eat
you. The guy has, like, anger issues, like, as we saw in his season in Denver, where he just got all crazy on people. So,
I like him.
I mean,
no, he's a...
Yeah, I like him, too.
And we're going to get him in studio. He's a really nice guy.
Excited.
Really nice guy.
Tyree was on Denver? I thought... No, is on Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Keep on going.
What were your thoughts as far as Jasmine?
I picked her and Tyree for my team for a reason. Because she's insane. And
she's insane.
She's insane. And
she's Houston.
Yeah, she's Houston. She's
don't play.
Crazy.
I hate when people do that. Like, you give a bad rep to a city.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
There's so many
we're
times.
We're from Boston.
Yeah.
And a lot of people
there
do
a
that
lot
to
of
Boston.
People do really bad at Boston, Jersey.
Naomi does it to.
No one's from
Naomi does it to Brooke to New York. Yeah. And she's like, bitch, I'm from Brooklyn. Well, like, shut up.
So, you make this place look so bad. It's so bad.
So speaking of Naomi, at the beginning, they talked about Naomi and Leroy's relationship.
Girls
and
on it's my like, team.
But Naomi, we know, like, since
is,
the real oh, world,
she's
it's the same
acting like,
thing.
Is not your man. Okay? She's acting like a stage 5 clinger.
She is. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. Call me. So here's the thing. I think that Jasmine and Naomi are both obsessed with their guys, but I don't like Jasmine and I do like Naomi, and here's why. Naomi has, she's personable. She has qualities that I like. I get that she's obsessed with Leroy and I love Leroy and whatever. Oh, blah, blah, blah yourself. But I think she seems like she could be a good friend. Yeah, she's psycho, but think about all the guys. I've been possessive over guys before. I'm not going to lie. I get that feeling. And most girls would say, I'm not possessive. She's like, listen, what? I literally
she said
that.
I'm territorial.
I'm territorial.
Same exact
she goes, I'm. She goes, no, you don't understand. I know why I'm like this because I'm territorial.
Yeah.
Most girls would say, what are you talking about? Go hook up with somebody. And then they would, and then she would be pissed about it.
Right.
This girl's saying, listen, I can't hide the way I feel.
And also,
yeah, stop rolling your eyes.
She has some guts wanting, like, threatening to take on Anissa. Because when Anissa was on,
please.
I was like, if you're even thinking about taking on Anissa, that is brave.
Leroy was, like, eating out Anissa as she was straddling his face. Like, how do you lift somebody like
Leroy,
that?
Leroy, I hope you got tested after the challenge.
I guess.
Oh, really?
Let's move on to the hookup challenge. Let's get over all this fake
banana.
This fake relationship drama.
Yeah.
Did you want to get
something? No, it's fine.
Well, I don't know, but while we're still in relationships, I just want to talk about the absence of Dustin and Heather's relationship and how it really hurt me in this episode. And also with
go
CT,
back to season
also
25
CT
and watch
Diem,
it.
The absence of CT and Diem in this, and that really hurt me too. So I'm actually offended because I really, last week, they must have listened to our show last week and heard how much I like those two couples and then edited this week and take and took them out. That's
I disagree.
What
I think that this
you don't
whole
think that's what they did?
Nope. I think this whole season is going to be about CT and
DM.
Okay,
and
I agree.
That's why we didn't get it in the second okay. episode.
Well, we got them fighting. Like, out of all the couples that well, fought, yeah. they yeah. fought more than anybody. And that's when you really see that there are some issues like deep down, like there's some really deep
because they're not fighting
there.
Over stupid things.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the hookup challenge. Basically, you are on these beams that swing back and forth, and you have this giant hook, and with your teammate, you have to hook it onto a swinging ring and swing from beam to beam. Ridiculous.
I don't enjoy challenges that are this difficult because you don't watch people succeed. I mean, I guess this one we finally did, but I want people to do somewhat well. Half the people didn't get off the first beam.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I think you really kind of don't want to watch people succeed when it comes to challenges because we have the TV show called The Wipeout. And no one's ever going to win that damn
I love
challenge.
That show.
It's hilarious, but this actual challenge kind of reminded me of that
in a way
it was ridiculous
it was
but
really
what
hard.
Was interesting is it when they first showed it and explained it it looked really easy it didn't look that hard.
Oh my god I totally
and then I thought it was like okay they hook it on and they swing
I didn't
okay,
expect
fine.
The beams to swing
yeah right.
and then
the
when they
stationary.
And then when they started doing it I was like okay then doesn't look as easy.
I think it would be hard enough just to hold your own body weight between those two beams, let alone they're freaking moving. You've got another person on the pole with you. You have to hook the thing to go. Like, it's not like a swinging rope. Yeah. That was hard.
I wanted to do it, though. I'm not going to lie.
I want to do all of these challenges.
How do you prepare for the challenge?
I could have done without the honey one.
How
do you prepare for the challenge? Like, how do you train yourself to do these
I don't
these
even
things.
Know, girl, because I did tennis yesterday and my whole body's aching.
That's how they do it. They play tennis.
Well, no, it's like, I think with these kind of challenges, you kind of get used to them. I think that's why the veterans are usually better, because they're used to doing these crazy-ass random things.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, and how, like, and with the puzzles, too. Like, they know the puzzles. They know, and that's... We'll see that later on in the season, I'm sure, how important puzzles are.
Well, they
but you get better at it. As
see,
you
like
go along.
Steamer would be someone great to have on your team because some of the challenges are you have to remember.
Recall,
like,
yeah, that's what
from
I'm saying.
Season two of the challenge, so and so knocked
looking
someone
for you to ask a real question right
I,
now.
I
so
couldn't even ask a real question.
I know.
You know, so it's those types, and also it's endurance. Like, you really just work out and get your body right. And Leroy had the right mentality going in.
Yeah, but even though he had the right mentality, he still couldn't do this challenge. Or, well, I guess it wasn't him. It was. Naomi.
I mean, not only is he holding onto his own body weight
he
with the hook,
hold
he's with and Naomi grabbing onto him.
Yeah, she kind of made that not happen.
Yeah,
and also
the
same thing with the first challenge because wasn't it her that fell off?
No. Yeah, I think so.
Off the honey.
She fell.
Yeah. Thing? Yeah. She kind of.
Why does that feel like it's really quiet?
I don't know.
I feel like I would have understood Leroy's tactic. He had Naomi hanging from him, his waist. I feel like she should have wrapped her legs around him and held on to the thing.
And swung to the pole.
Yeah, but only his
feet
move.
But then how
move?
Would you lift the pole?
Yeah, that's... No, I get what you're saying, because at first I understood it, but then it did look ridiculous when they were just hanging in between both the beams.
Yeah. Right.
But I think what they were trying to do is if Naomi could get her legs around the beam, she'd be able to pull Leroy to the beam and
yeah,
be
that's
able
what
to
I'm
unhook
saying.
It.
Oh.
So, well, but we had Dustin and Heather versus Wes and Mandy. Dustin and Heather ate them with two beams. Jasmine and Tyree versus Leroy and Naomi both only got one beam. Ty and Emily versus Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny, so I guess weight kind of helps you.
I bet you, yeah.
They got three beans.
I don't think you're going to make that conclusion from the fact that Vinny's fat and he did well.
Well, I just did.
He's being nice about it.
CT and DM versus Cara Marie and Abram both got two beams. And I'm actually kind of surprised because DM's kind of like a...
But she was being very stubborn.
That's true.
Yeah.
She was, like, not wanting to listen to him at
all.
Well,
I get that, though, when your body shuts down because somebody else is taking the reins completely, but you got to suck it up. I mean, you're not a newbie, so be like, I'm pissed. We'll deal with this later. Right. Get your ass over there.
She has always been, like, the really emotional one. She's pretty emotional.
She's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
I
which is understandable.
On my team. Do I have her?
I think you do.
Yeah.
I want her. DM's my favorite girl on the show.
Then we had Mark and Robin versus Johnny and Camilla, who killed it and got all the way across.
Right.
Which pissed me off.
Which
pissed
I thought
I don't know why I don't like them, but I don't.
I know. They really are very...
I like Camilla.
I feel like
Johnny.
They're very arrogant.
I like them.
I don't mind Camilla. Don't she just bores me. But Johnny...
That they even had
Camilla's not boring.
This season,
they're
kind
of boring.
Camilla's gonna go cray cray.
Oh, I hope so.
That should cray.
Gonna go cray.
But to me, Johnny just has no.
Well, I'm surprised. Why did they?
And he has no like clan to like join with. So...
I like to like people that other people don't like, but everybody doesn't like him, and I don't like him either.
I like him. I don't know. I find that. I also find it funny when just the shot of them when like. Tyree and Jasmine were like going at each other and they're just standing there like laughing hysterically. Like, I don't know.
Do they have a good relationship?
Like, yeah, they have a really good relationship.
They probably have the best.
Yeah, because they did it next to Dustin and Heather. And Heather admitted that they're still hooking up today.
Yeah.
So, but apparently, like, there's a weird thing that, like, maybe Camilla and Johnny never had anything really. They never actually hooked up. So they never really actually had to break up. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, I was surprised that they even had Camilla and Johnny and Sarah and Vinny have a duel, whatever it was called.
A final? I don't like the final as much.
I didn't understand that, though, because, like...
Because they had already won and gotten the way across.
Yeah.
And they were the only
because
two
it's not fair. It's not fair because, Sarah and Vinny went so much earlier on than... Camilla and Johnny, so I don't think it was fair to them that they didn't do as
they
well.
The other two could sit there and watch
see,
everybody's
you know what I mean?
Mistakes.
So I liked the face-off. Yeah. I liked the face-off because then you really got to test each other again.
Right.
And okay. Clearly they learned from seeing other people. So
I agree.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. We had Anissa.
I think Johnny threw that.
That's what I said. Yes,
he tweeted that did we make that look believable? So,
that's what I said.
Really? Wait, why do you say that? Because Roxy did call
that
out.
I said that in the studio.
But why would he throw a challenge out and not want to be power couple again?
Because he knew that Sarah and Vinny wouldn't throw him in or anyone else in his alliance. So he knew basically who they were going to go for. So screw it, let them win.
Oh,
don't put a target on your back.
That's exactly what I said in the studio.
No, it's removed by Johnny.
All right, I'll give that.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out, okay, they did
they're
it
not moving,
so
yeah.
easily. And I kind of thought, okay, so they're not moving when they're on the second one. They know that Sarah and Vinny are on the fifth one. Obviously, Sarah and Vinny are going to win. But I was just like, okay, that makes sense. But the thing that didn't make sense to me is they did it so easily. Why wouldn't they just repeat it? But... I don't know. That's a good idea. I didn't hear
that
you
was
say
smart.
That.
I did say
she
it.
Did.
I did.
I just I couldn't think of a reason why. But good job, Steamer, breaking that down.
I want some props. What the hell?
Good job, Roxy, for predicting that.
Thanks.
Anissa and Rachel Pollard and Dunbar both won Beam, and obviously Sarah and Vinny won the challenge. Then Sarah and Vinny are going back and forth with each other. Vinny wanted to kick off Wes and Mandy, while Sarah wanted Jasmine and Tyree due to the drama in the house.
Wait, can we talk about this quote that Vinny said that I wrote down? I don't understand him sometimes. I can't wait to see if these girls kiss my ass because I can't wait to put them in their place.
Yeah, because for them to be nice to him so he won't put them in.
Which makes me think, like, I understand you're with your ex-girlfriend, but I feel like he hits on other girls in front of
Sarah,
like, a lot. Like, this whole episode
was
kind of
vocal.
Like
she was saying, she can count his IQ on one of her hands.
On less than one of her hands.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand when she said that, but...
He seems like a weird dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's fat now, so...
I feel like
just think he's a creeper.
That's how I feel about that.
He's just a straight creeper.
I feel like he needs to join the Jersey Shore.
I was just about to say that!
I just think he would be so perfect.
I can't believe you took the...
Weedle applications accepted!
How the hell do we have that sound bite?
Can I throw something out there?
Phil's playing with a whole new toy in there. What's it?
In, like, 2 or 3 years when, like, no one cares about the Jersey Shore characters anymore.
That's, like, 4 to 5.
4 to 5, okay. They need to have a Real World Road Rules, Real World Challenge versus Jersey Shore. Have them come in. have them compete against. Could you imagine? All of them would be like, what the fuck are you guys doing
no,
here?
That'd be horrible.
None of them, only Vinny and Polly would be able to actually compete. I think
but
Snooki
the drama
be, like,
in the house situation. Would be hysterical.
I think it'd be amazing.
I think, oh, no, that would be interesting.
And JWoww? JWoww would kick some ass.
Yeah, JWoww would kick ass.
Yeah, but that just would be weird.
No, I'm totally on the same page as you. Your idea just got shut down, and I was like, I'm writing the show right now.
I'd like to see a video game of the Jersey Shore. Okay.
Okay. Anyways.
apparently, Phil wouldn't want to play a video game of the Jersey Shore.
What's wrong with you, Phil the Thrill? Come on.
Phil the Thrill.
That's his Jersey Shore name.
You gotta take his Jersey Shore name back that he wouldn't want to play that video game.
Yeah.
So then they go out to a club. We always love the club nights on the challenges.
Which was whack.
Which was whack because, I mean, first of all, Leroy is eating out STD heaven.
As she said, I love me some Leroy.
Which is a lie.
He can.
So is she bi?
He can dance.
Is she bi?
I think that's
she
what
loves.
She's claiming.
You can't put a price on good pussy.
No. Well, you could definitely put.
I was not ready for that.
I was not. I'm kind of upset that you even have that queued up as one of the sound. But.
Whoa.
Like my.
Now.
Like what?
Steamer.
My face.
Do we think Dick in the Soup, with the whole Mandy situation, Mandy...
it's a term.
Right, talk about good pussy and Dick in the Soup, right?
Dick in the Soup is TV exclusive.
Yeah. When we talk about a producer stepping in and kind of...
putting their dick in the soup.
Yeah, or in real terms, making a situation happen on a reality show.
So you're saying... that they told Vinny to rip off.
Well, no, I'm not even saying that, but why wouldn't they show at least a hand grab or something? And we
because
saw...
here's the thing. If it was planned, we wouldn't... it wouldn't have been that fast. Because it happened really, really quickly. Like, she slapped him really quickly. I was like, what happened? It would have been... they would have had his face, like, right here, and you would have seen... her hand go right across.
Okay,
the face.
I don't think that was planned, but what I do think was planned was Vinny knew he was going, and that's why he reamed out everybody else because he knew he was gone.
Oh yeah, no,
and that's why he went off after everybody else.
But I'm saying this when we saw the clip. First of all,
I did not see a hand pull on her thing.
We did not, and her shirt already had opened up, and they
and
had black.
Wait,
and
by the way, can we talk about the shirt? Yeah, if you're wearing a shirt like that, it was literally like a scarf that just covered her nipples. Like it did not exist.
Double-sided tape, honey.
Piece of fabric.
And I'm sorry you got so pissed because you didn't think anybody knew you had fake boobs, and then they saw your boobs, and they were like, "Look at those! Those are fake." Yeah. Like that's why you're so mad. Okay. If somebody ever pulled out my titties at the club, I'd be like, that's funny. Like, what are those doing there? Like, put them right back up. Especially as a friend of mine. Like, I'd never get them kicked off a show. I mean, I wouldn't want it to happen, but you'd be like, you drunk idiot. And then you'd leave it be. Like, she made such a big deal of it. Like, I'm sorry.
And then forever, this is why I'm saying, I don't know. I don't understand why MTV didn't show something because they really made it seem like he walked up to her and was like, peekaboo. Yeah. And close
right,
them.
Right, exactly.
I can't, from the time she did that turn to the time she punched
if
me in the face.
If you're walking out of the house with a shirt like that, because I have a shirt like that, but I make sure I put double-sided tape everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And if you're wearing that,
you're
going to be
also,
cautious.
You don't have double D boobs. Like, it just
true.
Looks inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, if I wore that, it'd be like, why are you, it's not cute. You know?
That's true. It looks
like you can be trendy, but in her, it's just trashy.
Yeah.
Steamer, when you saw that, did you think Mandy was overreacting, or did you think that Vinny was innocent until later on when the rest of the cast, like, admitted that he did that? But
I mean, they didn't really show much, but I don't think it was planned just based on the whole, like, lawsuit that Tanya has, like, from a few challenges back where she says, like, that Kenny and Evan, like, sexually harassed her. And that whole thing, I think, is still pending. So I don't think they'd want like anything like this to happen. So
who harassed who? Who has the lawsuit?
Tanya from Chicago.
Oh, you're right.
She was suing the production, Evan and Kenny, I believe. So I believe it's still pending. So and it definitely was when the show was shot. So I don't think they'd want this to happen again.
Yeah.
So I don't think they had any involvement in that.
Can I say something else about this situation? Wes's reaction seemed, because what he was saying, he was like, if I I would get thrown off if I hit Vinny and I want to punch Vinny. But the way he was saying it and his initial reaction did not seem like he cared that much. It just seemed like he felt like he needed... Wait. Yeah. Can I finish?
Yeah.
I felt like he needed to say that because if somebody... If you really, truly felt that way, I feel as if he would have run up to Vinny, maybe not punched him, but at least gone off on him and said, you don't treat my... Like, he would have gone off on him at one point, and he just didn't. He was just like, he's like, I'm so protective of Mandy. I can't imagine, like, why would he do that? And he waited until the next day to say anything, and Vinny was actually the one to initiate the entire confrontation.
Well, I said this while we were watching. I kind of feel like Wes and Mandy built it up a bit, thinking if they get kicked off, we won't have to be sentenced to the elimination because they already knew that there was a chance it was going to be between them and Jasmine and Tyree.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
And we've seen in past challenges, usually if someone does get kicked off in the episode, everyone's safe at the end.
Because they want to keep the same amount of episodes this season. But you know what's the funniest part about this entire episode, though, is the fact that we just spent an hour watching Wes and Mandy and Vinny and Sarah, and they're all gone now.
Yeah.
But they have no part of the season for the rest of the season. We just spend an hour and it's not building anything because they're all gone. The episode was great, but it's a standalone.
Based on what you're saying, usually the person's not safe, they bring in somebody else the next episode. They bring in another player or they bring in they bring somebody
Steamer. Isn't it usually they won't let them, well, because someone so-and-so got kicked off, everyone's safe for the night. That's what I believe it is. Yeah. Usually if one person teammate gets kicked off.
It would depend on the situation, but in the past, Emily's right. They brought in replacement people. Like last year, like the whole thing, Adam got kicked off, they brought in Mike.
Well, no. That's if one person gets kicked off.
They brought in Nehemiah and...
So why didn't they do that for Sarah? Why didn't they bring her in a partner?
Because who would they bring in?
Yeah, considering she's hooked up with a lot of people, so you think they'd have one on the ready. So, like, I don't know. Because I think Kenny was supposed to be on with Johanna, but she didn't want to do it. So, Kenny and Sarah had, like, something going on. So
that was messed up.
I thought they might have brought him in.
But yeah.
I guess they didn't have a ready-made partner for. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way it worked out.
Yeah,
but she
really
did give us the waterworks. The whole team went off. And then I honestly...
Thanks for the points, girl.
I do believe that Wes really thought he was going to be safe at the end of the day. We went into the challenge, the dome, Leroy, Naomi versus Wes and Mandy. At any point, were you guys afraid for Leroy and Naomi? Obviously, we were all rooting for him.
I wasn't afraid for Leroy because he's just a beast, but I was afraid of Naomi losing it for Leroy.
I was totally afraid during the coin flip.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on which way it went, they're like, winning or losing.
It's a wrap if it goes against the girls, unless Mandy was tired or something.
No matter what, we knew Mandy was going to win and we knew Leroy was going to win. So... Mm-hmm. That's when I was scared. I was like, if it's out of Leroy's hands,
then
he's screwed.
He's
screwed.
But Leroy,
champion
of all champions, won the dome, took us home, and then gets into an argument with Naomi again.
Right.
It wasn't an argument. Be nice to my girl.
I guess it wasn't an argument. It was a shutdown. It was, girl, I'm not hooking up with you anymore.
Exactly. Like, just putting her in her place where she
needed to do.
Yeah, and that was the weird thing, like, how upset she was that she couldn't sleep in his bed every
night. Because she's possessive, like, and you have no reason to be possessive.
Territorial. Like,
regardless, for what? He's not your man.
It was like,
he's not your
man. You've never been like that over a guy?
If he's not my man, I'm going to do me, you do you. If I'm your girl, then that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm not your girl...
I've been like that over a guy. I just didn't understand, like, her... being
she's
like
crazy,
I need to be in your bed.
Correct.
Like,
no, reminded me of she wants to still have claim on him, but she doesn't. Y'all aren't together.
It reminded me of a high school relationship where it's like she can't get over it, so she's trying to put off the vibe that they're still together to everybody else. Because if she can't have him, she wants everybody else to think she does, so they don't go after him.
And that's crazy.
And it's crazy, but I get it.
I don't.
At least, I think she gets it too.
I'm with you, Roxy.
So I've grown up and I'm past that point. But I remember when you're younger, you never used to do that.
But like, no, because she's like telling everybody that she's with him because she doesn't want anybody else hooking up with them.
Right.
That's like
point
that
blank.
Makes no sense.
That makes perfect
no,
sense.
No, no, it doesn't. Wait. Okay.
You don't think it's right.
The situation
but it makes,
sense. It's crazy, but the situation
right,
makes
exactly.
sense.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. No, because he can do it.
All right, well, you know who knows the answer? Steamer. Does it make sense or not? He's like, what Steamer? Are you guys talking about?
I don't think it does.
Thank you.
Oh.
Huh. What Steamer's
okay.
always right.
Steamer, I thought we were friends. What the hell?
All right, so we're going to discuss this over the commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hit you with our fantasy league
yeah.
when we get back. Phil, Ooh. Take it away.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds. Like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
What do you... Steamer, what are you talking about over there?
I didn't hear.
For the special segment, I figured I'd bring
Westerns.
A caller as well.
A caller?
A caller.
Yay, caller, who do we have on the line? What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Susie from Virginia.
Susie,
Hi, Susie
this is my
Virginia.
Girl. She calls him for Gossip Girl. Watches Glee.
Oh, really?
We love Susie.
Awesome. So, Susie, what are you thinking of the challenge?
Yeah, I watch everything. I love the Real World. I am the challenge. I remember I started watching the Real World San Diego, the first one. So I've been watching for that long, and I love the challenges. I do like the Battle of the Exes. I like this one.
Who are your favorite characters?
I liked Sarah and Vinny before Vinny did this, because I like Sarah. Paula is always, she's a character. I like her.
Yeah.
Even though she's getting a little too old, but.
Yeah. Well, also, she's lived a little. There's a lot of drinking there.
Exactly.
Like, she's lived.
Exactly. But
throw her shit on the table.
I'm with Emily and I agree with you, Emily, and probably everybody else. I miss like all the road rules people,
mm-hmm.
And like I miss the old challenges. Mm-hmm. But I still like this.
I like
CT and DM.
I love CT and DM.
I think they're the high school couple that we're all rooting for.
And
But CT's not like. Rocking it like usual. Like
That's
last
true.
Season with Adam, they just mm-hmm. won everything. They were beast. Like,
well, also didn't you think last season CT was a little more pumped up? Like, looked like. Remember we commented maybe he was doing steroids or something because he was huge last season.
Yeah,
this season looks a little deflated.
Why isn't CT like winning everything? I don't get it. I thought he was.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought he was going to win.
Challenges might be just he's emotionally distraught.
Physical.
Yeah. You know, like with the whole, like, DM.
DM.
Well, because, like, which I think we keep on forgetting, is that she broke his heart. She was the dumper.
Yeah.
He was the dumpy. So he's, like, really, yeah. Even though he is not a human in many ways. But, yeah. What were you saying?
True. I like Ty and Emily just because I like the Real World DC because I live near DC and I've seen the DC house and everything. I don't know. I like them, but they hate each other. So I don't know. I kind of miss Wes. Wes is just like it's fun to hear him brag. Like, he's the biggest narcissist ever.
What was his comment tonight? He made a great comment. I beat everyone at life.
In these challenges and at life.
Those things, that stuff, like, when he says stuff like that, it's just so annoying. But it's, like,
it's funny
to, but it's funny to watch.
I agree with you.
Do none of you guys think he's hot, though?
No.
He's attractive. Come on.
No, he's hot.
Something there.
He's losing his hotness because I think he was more, his body was more in shape back in the day.
There's something, but I don't know what it is.
I mean, like, he calls himself, like, a Greek god. Like, he thinks he is just the cat's meow.
But you know who I really, really wish was on this season, who I miss, like, incredibly much, like, so much?
Who's it?
I miss Evan.
Evan.
I wish I had watched all these things. I don't even know. I'm like, oh, Evan.
he's a cutie.
Who would Evan be on
the
show
with? He's so funny. I know, that's the problem. I don't know who he would.
Steamer? Steamer, who would Evan be on the show?
I don't know if he had anything with Paula or not, but like he never really hooked up on the shows. So, I don't think we really have a built-in partner.
All right, our new
I know what you're saying.
Special segment, after we do this, starting next week, we need to do a Stump the Steamer.
I'm going to come in with crazy questions.
And see how if we can really stump the Steamer. Yeah. He's going to be researching all weekend. He's going to be ready for you guys next week. Well, so Sarah, who do you want to win?
Susie.
Win it all. I'm sorry, Susie. Look, I'm thinking Sarah.
Sarah and Vinny.
Susie, who do you want? Who do you want to win?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing. I mean, oh gosh, that's really hard. I need to like look at the Wikipedia page or something to see. Like, I haven't seen much of Robin yet. I like Robin.
And Mark?
I kind of I like Cara Maria and
Abram.
I like them. And well, I think it'd be nice for DM and CT to win.
I want them to win. But, that's my dream team couple.
But I have a feeling something emotionally is gonna just
mess them up.
Or maybe emotionally, the world will pull them together and they'll overcome it all. And all the girls will just love Battle of the Exes. Well, Susie, thank you.
I don't know who else would win. I mean, CT and DM seem like the strongest.
Johnny
I mean, but even though they haven't won anything yet.
Wait, Susie, what do you think of Johnny and Camilla?
Oh, yeah, Johnny and Camilla. I mean, Johnny, he's always been a strong competitor. He's always made it to, like, the end. I hope Camilla's pretty strong, too. I think they'll make it far. I bet they'll be in the finals.
Does he annoy you at all, though? Are you team Johnny and Camilla?
Camilla, she annoyed me last season, but I haven't seen anything from her yet, but I think there will be something between between someone.
And now, have you been watching, did you watch us last week, Susie?
Yeah, I watched, between like Mandy and Camilla last week.
No, did you watch our after show last week, and have you heard about
it? I did, but I watched after show last week, but I didn't call in.
Well, so you know our superlatives that we're doing,
our fantasy
teams.
Yes, I want to hear about that. So I'll let you guys talk about that, and I will call in next week.
Well, no, Susie, because I want to know whose team here do you think is going to win? Do you think it's going to be my team, Emily's team, Roxy's team, or Nicolette?
So I don't even know if I think
my team's going. Gotcha. Just kidding. I don't know. That's bad. Roxy. Only because you watch Gossip Girl and you love Kristen Blair.
That's my girl.
She's voting for the underdog.
I don't do the show, but I'll tell you one thing.
Well, we're not talking about Chuck and Blair today.
Sorry, we're not talking
about Chuck and Blair.
We're talking about exes and love and
Susie,
romance.
I'll try to do the best to having this team, but you know what?
But you might
I didn't know as much going in, so hopefully Slow and Steady wins the race. If I can keep racking up some points, we'll see how it goes.
And so I'm going to shoot it over to Emily right now for our fantasy league. And Susie, thank you so
Thanks
much for
calling.
Make sure you call us next
thank
week.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you.
I will talk to you next week, probably.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
So,
this week we have
a new winner.
Nicolette really racked it up from Paul
yeah,
from
you're screwed
Sarah
next week. Get out of here.
From Sarah. And what was unbelievable was Vinny was undrafted.
Mm.
And Vinny probably, I didn't do a total scoring of Vinny, but he would have really racked up the points tonight. Anyways, so Nicolette got 85 points tonight, which,
no, it was more.
185.
100. She got
185.
Yeah, she got 85 plus the 100, sorry.
185.
185. Yeah.
85 plus
100. 185. Sorry, I forgot. Sorry, I had her.
185.
I had her without the 100 for Sarah getting kicked off before.
So what's the official score?
185. People.
Her official score is 185.
Yes. 185, yes. Which puts
and that adds the 25 from last week?
No, no, no. That's including the 25 from last week.
Okay.
Number one.
And
get out of here.
She got some points from Mandy, too. Mandy got in some verbal fights, some unintentional nudity, and got a little physical. So she got 45
points.
Did she cry? No, she didn't.
Oh.
Jesse got
she said, oh my God.
10 points. So which puts him at a total of 25 from Wes's verbal altercation.
That's all you
with,
got me, Wes. You got kicked off and this is what you got me. 10.
Yeah. Roxy has 20 points.
Woo!
She got 15. She didn't get
kick me while I'm down.
She didn't get any last
Susie's
week.
Cheering for you.
But now she got 15 from Naomi. And 5 from Robin. Robin cried, and Naomi won the elimination challenge.
Robin, so quiet, just cried. Gave you that little 5.
And Robin cried?
For yeah, sure. when Sarah left.
Oh. I now Rob. Have 165. I got 75 this
I'm keeping score next week because you're cheating.
I'm not cheating. I had Jasmine.
She's cheating.
I had Jasmine and Tyree.
I have 340.
How much did you get? I have 165 total.
Oh, so I'm beating you.
Yeah.
I'm
Jasmine,
so mad.
I will say. I will say one thing. And so, me and Roxy are the only ones who still have
everyone
all of our
roster.
I have two
how
people kicked off my
have?
Team. So I'm going to need CT, Camry,
yes.
and Dustin
you
to step
have...
it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to need Karen Marie to have a freaking Mariah Carey breakdown.
You have 5 left. Jesse has 4 left.
I know it's annoying, but just for our audience, so they can tweet at us saying what team we're on, can you just say who's on each of our teams one more time?
Left
we're
on
actually
team.
Pass them over, yeah. and each of us will read our yeah. teams and wrap okay. them. Yeah. Here we go. Perfect.
We'll wrap them?
Wrap them. Oh. Or, yeah, you know. Whoa. Oh, wow, you're way better than I. I thought I was killing it.
All right, so if you want to vote for Team Jesse, you can tweet at DJ Jesse J. I have Cara Maria on my team, CT, and Dustin, and Anissa.
Mandy.
So at DJ Jesse J, tweet at me.
Tweet at my team, M. Harbert, EMHARBERT.
That sounds like a let's go. Didn't it?
I am very cheery.
I only have 3 more left.
I have Camilla.
Your turn, bitch.
Camilla, Johnny, Jasmine, Mark, Abram, and Tyree.
Okay. Team Roxy / Frank, if he ever shows up here. I still have all my players. I have Heather, who's really cute, so she should have points for that. Naomi, who's kind of crazy, but I like her. Robin. All right. Ty and Dunbar. No, yeah,
have,
and
wait,
tweet
you have
at
a second page. I think there's a second.
And
you have somebody else.
Oh my gosh. And Emily.
Yeah.
Why?
Who the hell's that? So anyway, tweet at me. You're on my team. We're going to kill it slow and steady.
Steamer.
At Roxy Stryer.
At Roxy Stryer.
Okay. If you guys want to follow me and tweet me and Team Nicolette all the way, you can tweet
me. Oh, she's trying to rack up a follower.
Nicolette Gaona, because us girls run the world. I'm going to just keep on saying that. Okay.
There's three guys, girls in here that could run it.
Okay. Anyways. But my whole team is girls. But unfortunately, I only have 3 left. Mm. Like, what is
really?
That? Yeah, because Sarah's out.
Hold
and
strong to those 100 points,
oh,
girl.
Oh, yeah. Mandy's out.
Yeah. So hopefully Paula comes through, which I'm sure she will. DM.
She'll
comes
in
the end.
She'll probably have some crying point.
And I don't even know why I have Rachel. I'm irritated.
Who's Rachel?
Anissa's partner.
Oh. She's been quiet this whole time.
You won't get anything
I'm
out of her.
So annoyed.
I don't think she'll
she's
anything.
Probably stubborn.
I'm...
Well, anyways, it's still a good team.
So,
team
Steamer, whose team are you on here? And you better choose wisely.
I like Emily the most. Like, I mean, not Emily on the here, but Emily on the show.
Oh.
But
wait,
Emily,
on the TV show?
Has the best team.
I have
You're
the
saying
best
Emily
team.
Has the best team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Camilla, Johnny, Jasmine, Mark, Abram, Tyree. Yeah. Yeah, Tyree and Jasmine are really racking it up.
But here's
we need
the
them
thing.
To get kicked off next week.
Yeah, here's the thing. I have two full teams, so I could get really screwed over.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
It's like strategic.
Yeah. I'm confident now. I just had a confidence boost.
Let's all cheer for Roxy.
Yeah, Roxy.
Let's give Roxy some love.
Thanks, guys. Oh, my God. They like me. They really like me.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
All right, so next week we see Dustin gets his knee split open.
Ooh. Let's hope it's not too bad.
No, hopefully he sticks around. It looked kind of painful.
And Abram was crying about a sweet love story.
Oh, damn, you have Abram. Damn it.
And by the way,
what was it?
Male crying is 20 points.
Oh.
I hope someone cries. I'm
come
so
on, Dunbar! Let me see those tears!
Oh, hopefully Dustin gets really hurt and he cries.
Oh, yeah.
I'm crossing my fingers.
That
All
was
right.
one of the rudest things you've ever said.
Sorry.
You
love
just
you.
Say, I hope he cries.
Oh, no.
I hope he gets really hurt.
Watch the Las Vegas season of The Real World for AfterBuzz. Yeah. That said some Bye. Worse things about Dustin. So, yeah, I mean, that's really all we can really predict as far as next week. Who do we think's getting kicked off? Who's going home next week? Let's just throw it out there. Who do we think? What team?
I think maybe they're not going to bring somebody on and that Dustin and Heather are going to have to go because of this knee thing.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But I think maybe Jasmine and them might go.
They didn't bring a new couple in this week.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't think they can afford to keep not bringing new couples.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But I think Jasmine and Tyrese might
you
go.
You think their time is coming up soon?
I kind of hope.
Or they're going to at least be in the bottom. Like, they're going to be in the bottom.
The bottom. Yeah. People want them
to
up.
Fight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All right. There you are.
Yay!
You have it. All right, guys. Once again, tweet at us. Find us on Twitter. And
Team Roxy.
Come on, cheer
Team
us
Nicolette.
On. At DJ Jesse J.
Team Emily. At M. Harbert.
At Roxy Stryer.
Nicolette Gaona.
And you guys, make sure you tell all your friends, your family, your dogs, your cats, or anybody and everybody who can have access to a computer at AfterBuzzTV.com. We're streaming live all the time.
Yay.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and call us in next week. Steamer, where can we follow you on Twitter?
At the Steamer.
Yeah. And make sure next week you guys have questions to stump the Steamer. We're going to need like a bumper for that.
Team Steamer on this one.
Your Team Steamer?
On that one, yeah.
Oh, no. We're going to get somebody to stump them.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So until next week, same time, same place. Peace. Yeah.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.